Readers respond to our announcement that our last issue of Woodworker's Journal Weekly will be July 15, 2025. Editor: I will miss these weekly emails. I've learned a lot from them. Bob Sofcek. It's a shame that I won't be receiving a weekly newsletter from Woodworker's Journal anymore, especially since I haven't been a member for very long. I became a member for the weekly newsletters right at the end of the longtime author, Rob Johnstone, who Chris replaced, which wasn't too long ago, if I remember correctly. Oh well, I suppose change can be a good thing. I'm just curious as to what the plan is now that people won't be receiving the weekly newsletters anymore. Hopefully, it's something worthy. Genesa Linum. I must say that I'm extremely disappointed in the decision to stop the weekly. I was a continuous and loyal subscriber to the original printed Woodworker's Journal magazine from 1981, when it was gifted to me by my father as a Christmas gift, until the last issue was printed. I never let that subscription lapse and still have every issue. Now to see that the e-newsletter is also being canceled, I'm deeply saddened by your decision. There's honestly nothing more valuable to me as a woodworker than regularly printed publications with plans, hardware sources, tips, and insightful ideas and advice. I can't help but feel that Rockler is focusing more on profit than the education and assistance you have provided to subscribers over the years gone by. Upset and disappointed, don't even begin to describe how I and probably many others are feeling at this announcement. Please don't go down the corporate road of profit before customer service. It's a mistake that could lead to a loss of loyal followers and customers. Ed DeMott. I have enjoyed Woodworker's Journal magazine and the e-zine for many years. I have missed the print editions greatly, but I was glad to see you were still carrying on with the e-zine. It is sad to see the end of such a great resource like you have offered, but like my mother always said, the only constant in life is change. Wishing the best success for you and your staff on your future ventures. Mike Grovander. Well, that is unfortunate because your weekly or bi-weekly editorials and links to articles were an interesting quick read and were oftentimes inspiring. But alas, I guess it doesn't sell many blue tools, and that apparently has become the name of the game. I get way too many emails from Rockler, so I most likely won't be reading whatever they put out under their name. I wonder if the marketing folks think about that. Emails are free to send out, but that does not mean you should send them out that way. Just makes me not want to read any of them and unsubscribe from all of them. Much better to send out free information and spice it with some ads for blue tools. That's my two cents. Anthony Terracy.